Welcome to the EAU podcast. In this edition, Euro-Onco Kidney Cancer Educational Platform Chief Editor Dr. Karim Amir interviews Professor Michael Hoffman about his presentation at ASCO GU24.
Welcome to our podcast series from Euro-Onco Platform, renal cell carcinoma from ASCO GU24 in San Francisco. Today we welcome Professor Michael Hoffman. He is a nuclear medicine physician leading the prostate cancer diagnostics and imaging center of excellence in Melbourne at Peter Mac Cancer Center. He is a groundbreaking research in PSMA PET, and he has revolutionized that field for prostate cancer. And we are happy to welcome him today. Would you be able to describe the results that you presented at ASCO GU this year for us?
Yeah, thanks. Pleasure to be with you. We have a poster on a first-in-human trial of a novel radiotracer for imaging renal cell carcinoma. This is a small molecule that targets CA9, carbonic anhydrase 9, which is overexpressed in many tumor types. But this poster looks at the first three patients imaged with clear cell renal cancer.
So it would be mostly for clear cell patients, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And this is a peptide-like substance similar to PSMA, and we label it to gallium-68. Mm-hmm. And in the first three patients with metastatic disease, we see very high uptake in tumours with a very low background uptake.
And the primary?
And I think several of these patients had already had nephrectomy, but one patient had further tumours visible within a contralateral kidney. And very well visualized. So we saw extremely good tumor uptake, low background activity. On a PET scan, we can measure the intensity of uptake using SUV or standardized uptake value. And we saw SUVs of over 100 in tumor in all three patients. So this looks very promising, even higher uptake than we see with PSMA in prostate cancer.
So that
would
be a very high number for this test.
Okay. Correct. And we could see many sites of disease that were not visible on the contrast enhanced CT. So only three patients, so just the beginning, but really very promising results.
What would be next in this line of work?
Yeah, so we do plan to treat patients with lutetium-177, similar to prostate cancer.
So that would be a diagnostic as well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's actually embedded already in the protocol, is a therapeutic cohort. So this has already gone through ethics, and we are hoping to start very soon.
Okay. So that would be very interesting from the urology perspective, because we don't have any tests in kidney cancer that actually directly targets metastatic disease. So out of what you explain, we already have a kind of targeted therapy in kidney cancer that is called girentuximab. The results of the trial were presented last year at EAU. And how would this be different from what you're explaining us today?
Yeah, so girentuximab is labeled to zirconium-89, which is a positron emitter, and it's actually the same target. Carbonic anhydrase 9, but girentuximab is an antibody, and this is a small molecule. So with zirconium-89, we inject the radiotracer and image at 4 days, and the image quality at 4 days, you know, can be not as good. Here we're using a peptide, and we inject the gallium and image straight away. In fact, even by 10 minutes, there was very high uptake. In this small cohort, the optimal time for imaging was 60 minutes. So this is potentially much better for patient workflow, but also it seems that the uptake is much higher than the antibody.
So you would expect it to be more sensitive?
Correct, more sensitive. And, you know, we've seen this with PSMA. The field actually started with radiolabeled antibodies very long time ago, and the really major revolution happened with the PSMA.
Okay, so you would say that this is like a step forward. That's the difference from girentuximab. It's a step forward. Keep it simple, fast, and easy for patient treatments. Yeah, something like that.
Correct. So it's a theranostic, so it'll have I think good utility for imaging. We already see that. Whether it's useful for therapy, we need to wait and see the results. That's a little bit more uncertain since it has not been done yet. But the first three results with imaging are compelling that this will be a potential game changer for imaging
and
clear cell.
What should we expect next year at ASCO 25 of the same treatment line?
Yeah, I think we hope to have some lutetium 177 treatment results. And
maybe that would be a phase one on patients with oligomets? Or
Patients with advanced metastatic disease.
Yeah. Okay, not looking at primary like girentuximab did. We're looking at the metastatic side of that, I understand.
That's the next phase, is the treatment in advanced metastatic disease. But we also would like to do some more imaging trials in the early phase disease, like
pro-PSMA,
correct.
Something like that.
Well, that's what we would like to do. A pro-PSMA for this agent would be fantastic.
Okay, so really looking towards a bright future. We hope to be able to interview you next year with awesome results.
Thank you
so much for being with us today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of EAU Podcast. To keep up to date with kidney cancer developments, visit our educational platform, EuroOnco Kidney Cancer. For more EAU podcasts, please go to your podcast app and subscribe to our EAU podcast channel for regular updates.